My mother was grew up in Colorado, and my father, again, the patriarch of the family, brought them out to Colorado from the Carolina, from North Carolina.
Okay. What were your names for your grandparents?
Well, let's see. My grandparents. Of course.
Well, they're your familiar names. Like Grandma, for instance.
She was a then my mother.
I mean, did you call her Grandma, or did you call her?
I never knew any of my grandparents.
Oh, okay.
The last one died when I was 2 years old.
Okay.
And that would have been 1My grandfather on my dad's side.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they all were previous to that. All the others.
Mm-hmm.
My mother's maiden name was Mickelson, a good Danish name.
Not the golfer, Phil Mickelson.
I don't know. There was a General Mickelson out here at Fort Bliss at one time.
Mm-hmm. So, Danish, and what else, what other ancestry do you have?
Well, my mother was full-blooded Dane, because both of her parents came from the Denmark.
Mm-hmm.
My father, I don't think he ever knew, really. Maybe Scotch, English,
mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Saunders sounds like an English name.
I guess I should invest in I've got a cousin, second cousin, I guess it is. It's my cousin's son, actually,
mm-hmm.
who has gone into this genealogy bit very heavy. He's even moved to Salt Lake City so that he can be next to the Mormon Library.
Uh-huh.
And he's got all the Saunders history way back. So, I really haven't delved into genealogy too great. It's not. So what?
Yeah.
Here am I now. So, where I came from, I know more or less my parents. That's good enough for me. I mean,
I went back to Scotland and to Glasgow and went back to the places, the addresses where, for instance, there was a wedding of some of my great-great-grandparents. And, but, you know, the place where the wedding was gone. There was a street there. There was no building there where the address was. Then the other address was in the ghetto, and I didn't want to go down there.
I have been to North Carolina, where my father grew up. Saw the house that he grew up in. I don't know if it's still there. This was back about 54 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had a hankering to take my granddaughter
mm-hmm.
back there and see what there was there. But she's only 10 years old, and my wife passed away, so it's kind of hard for me to take her. Maybe someday I'll be able to do it, I don't know.
Yeah.
But anyway,